Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, just wanted to let you know we got the brand new book out called Soldier of the Cross. Came out about a week and a couple days ago. What's happening is people are buying the book. It's about a 2-3 hour read. It's an easy read, but it brings you back to who we are in Christ, and it shows you the duty of a Christian, and we all understand faith without works is dead, right? James 2:14-26, and that's exactly what it highlights and much, but it shows the price paid for our freedoms, what those that went before us and sacrificing themselves and giving us what we have today, and why it is that we should live unto them, right? In the natural first, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and then as to why we live unto the Christ who sacrificed himself on the cross to redeem us back unto the Father. Folks, what's happening, people are buying them, they're reading them, and then they're ordering them in bulk. Just had another guy order 20 of them today, yesterday. Another guy ordered 7, and then we've also had people out of D.C. order 30 of them at a time. So, again, just wanted to let you know, the other book, too, that I was highlighting, All the Prophets Were Pointing Towards the Front of the Church, that one's now available as well. Well, but we're not going to start promoting that until we get I'm guessing a couple hundred more of these first and foremost. I don't want to get ahead of the game. I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, per se. So, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Soldier of the Cross. People, you're going to love this book. I do expect your review when you're done reading it. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, listen, I want to hit this because this just came out yesterday. I was out actually spending some time with my family, and in the process of that, this came through, because when my name goes off online, I'm alerted right away as to what's going on. But we have somebody in the state of Minnesota that had called their outlet, their media outlet, it's a propaganda outlet, called the Minnesota Reformer. I should stop right there. That should be enough, right? But why is that a white supremacist draw attention to hate in Minnesota? This is written by an useful idiot named Christopher, and we're going to get to him in just a couple minutes here. But I want to show you something, friends. You got to understand that Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You, right? John 15:18, and we're promised that we're going to be hated by the world. And so when I hear hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, talking about how we're supposed to love people to Jesus, yes, we're to love people to Jesus, but in many cases we're going to be hated for that love. And what comes to my aid is Martin Luther, the great reformer from the 15th century, when he said, you got to preach in such a way that men either hate their sin, their transgressions before God and his law, 1 John 3:4, or they're going to hate you. There is no in between. And that comes with the territory. It should be a Christian's badge of honor when the mainstream media tries to convince everybody that they're telling you the truth. Well, you're the one lying to them, when in fact they only attack the people that tell the truth, and you should know better than that, 94% of you that declare that you don't believe the mainstream media. Okay, so we're going to be hitting that in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to bring you over to social media platforms. If you're at or listening in your car in one of the 159 cities across the country that picks up this radio broadcast, even now, you'll hear this. I don't need to paint a picture for you in any sense of the word. But if you are able to go to social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe and go to SOL Radio. Live on the top of that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, as you all the well know, friends, you are being infiltrated. Your borders are open, east, west, north, south. It's not just the southern border. There's a huge influx of illegals bleeding into America, too. Well, the federal government keeps you in the mainstream media, keeps you distracted from what's going on. You're being overtaken. And over the week, I highlighted the fact that there was a 900% increase of Chinese nationalists influx into the country. These are illegals, friends, okay? So I want you to see this for yourself. This is News Nation bringing you information that the mainstream media means to keep concealed, suppressed, or censored as a whole. They don't want you to have this information. So I want you to check this out, folks. This is happening now in your country.
Border coverage agents seeing a significant increase in migrants that have made a difficult and costly journey here to the U.S. all the way from China. Correspondent Jorge Ventura is live in El Dago, Texas. Jorge, what are we learning?
Hey, Nicole, I'm in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, and in this sector alone, Border Patrol right now is apprehending Chinese nationals at record numbers. Now, compared to last year, they're already seeing a 900% spike in Chinese national apprehensions. The reason why that's so significant is because Chinese nationals are a viable commodity to the cartels. They're willing to pay up to $35,000 to be smuggled into the U.S., and it's creating a unique challenge for U.S. Border Patrol.
This is your country, Americans.
Mexico border.
Are they hugging the ditch area?
Is the Texas Department of Public Safety working in partnership with the Border Patrol to stem the flow of illegal migrants crossing into the U.S.
No, come on.
We spend time with the Texas DPS brush teams to get a first-hand account of the issues they face every day.
They're dealing with the uptick in Chinese nationals, especially in the Rio Grande Valley sector, which is unusual. Before, we would never see this many Chinese nationals coming across this area here.
The numbers back up Lieutenant Olivares. In the first 5 months of the 2023 fiscal year, there have been 4,366 encounters with Chinese nationals at the southwest border.
I know people in this country still act as if I'm talking about a third world country, but I'm not. I'm talking about Chinese nationals, a 900% increase of them importing themselves illegally into America while the federal government allures them in. And it's not just the Chinese nationalists, it's those coming from Middle Eastern countries, from the southern border. Those that hate your guts are infiltrating your country even today.
368 in the month of February alone.
It's a very lucrative business for the smuggling organizations, especially dealing with Chinese nationals, where they're having to pay anywhere from $35,000 and up.
We saw the firsthand number of Chinese migrants making the journey.
Did you just arrive here in the United States?
Communicating through a translator app.
One of the things that I want to convey to everybody listening to me in their cars right now is do keep in mind that these are all military-aged men. Military-aged men. I don't see any women. I see no children whatsoever in News Nation's report concerning the wave of Chinese migrants at the southern border. Again, I want to remind you, Americans, they're coming into your country. Okay, your country. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, folks, I just wanted to let everybody know, just as a reminder, I know that there's only a handful of presidential contenders being given unto you, but if you're talking Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you're playing right into the hands of the propagandists. You're playing right into the hands of ill-designing men, and they're laughing at you every step of the way. There is 900 to 1,000 different presidential contenders that you haven't heard a word from because the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear about what, in fact, is going on concerning the presidential candidacy. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that, folks, the right wing and the left wing, as they call it, it's unconstitutional talk, but as they call it, friends, they're both two wings to the same bird. There's over 900 to 1,000 different presidential contenders. Go to Ballotpedia and find out exactly what I'm talking about. Those are all the presidential contenders that the mainstream media and the best that you have, conservative talking heads, which are yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, are promoting. Folks, there's a lot more to pick from. So don't sit there and tell me about the pick is and the choices are for between Joe and Donnie. No, they're not. That's what you've been told. And like good little slaves, what are you doing? You're repeating and you're rehearsing back as to what your masters told you. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we got to get smart. We have to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But we got to first get into the word, into the Constitution, to understand what it is and how we're being played in the hands and by the hands of ill-designing men on so many different fronts. So anyways, let's go back to the first segment. I was just highlighting the fact that there's over 900% increase in Chinese nationals coming into America. Again, going back to what I've always said, don't forget about Russia and China, folks. You just heard during the break before the show, Menendez, Bob Menendez being busted for what? Bribery. Folks, this is the same guy that I covered yesterday that was also busted in child pornography, child prostitution. And he has been busted time and time again in scandal after scandal after scandal. But here's the problem. Congress has 11% approval rating, a less than an 11% approval rating. And yet we just heard during the first intermission before the first segments, or as to how they were setting up the show, my show today, as to how he's been there for 50 years, and he's also been busted aiding the Egyptians. Did you hear that? And then what does he do? He has the audacity to say, I'm going to stay. I've been here for 50 years. I'm going to fight for the people of my state. And there the people just go right back to sleep again and just give it a month, give it a, you know, sometimes a week, give it a half a year, give it a couple years. He's busted in another scandal. My goodness, folks, you act like these people have the right to do what they're doing. No, they don't. So we see all the illegals, going back to make the point, we see all these illegals being drawn into America through the welfare system, which, P.S., is unconstitutional. Government, federal, state, has no business stealing from those that work and giving that money to those that don't work. Federal and state government has zero business in the business of treason, and that's what this is, Article 3, Section 3. Also, check out federal statutes when it comes to 1327-8. Okay, it's 1327-8. It's Section 8. You will find out that this is treason, and those that are alluring illegals into America, that they are responsible for the act of treason, and they must be held accountable to that law. Also, check out Article 3, Section 3, as I just said. Okay, so if they're not being allured in by federal and state governments, governors, mayors, so on and so forth, through welfare dollars, what they're also doing is giving them license without any proof of identification. Your country literally is being handed off to foreigners. And when I talk about Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, just rest assured, friends, this is what's going to be heard, and this is what's going to be rehearsed in your ears on Judgment Day. I remember Bradley Dean telling me that. And I didn't listen, and I didn't respond to it. Why did we lose our country? And you know what those people will do? They're going to stand before the Lord. They're going to say, why did you let that happen to us? Lord's going to look at you and say, well, you heard what Bradley said, and you know why it was happening. You didn't keep the commandments, did you? Nope, you didn't love me enough to keep my commandments. And if you're not going to keep my commandments, this is what I promised was going to happen to a country. It's going to be turned into hell. Hey, folks, you want to see what a country looks like that forgets God? Go ahead, look around. It's that simple. Look around. You want to see what happens when the people fail to obey the living God that they say they love? The Lord's not going to hold them guiltless. He's going to repay them to their face, and it's exactly what's happening. I'm thinking of the third commandment, Exodus 20. I'm also thinking of the first point was 9, 16, and 17 of the book of Psalm. Read it when you get a moment. Well, everything I just told you, it doesn't stop there. It goes on, friends. Look at this. This is in Minnesota. Colleges now, 15 Minnesota students hear how it works and who qualifies. They're giving away free college time, classes, courses, diplomas, accreditations to those that apply to come into Minnesota for free college tuition. That means it's all covered. Who pays for it? Hey, people, ask yourself, when you hear the government say that they're going to pay for it, where are they getting that money? Do you think that they're going into their personal banking accounts and they're writing checks out for this? No! They're taking our money and alluring illegals in by our means, without our permission. We never gave them delegated authority to do the things that they're doing. They're handing your country off. And when you take the time to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it's exactly what's happening. The Bible says they're going to be made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. Hey, folks, I suspect within 10 to 20 years, outside of what you already see in this country. You're seeing Muslims infiltrate government. You already know that 90 said representatives, not of America, but of a communistic ideology of what government is. They want to implement that here. We know of 90 of them that are sitting incumbent right now in the United States of America. But most of you already know that. And I know that most are just sitting around praying that God's just going to do for them what they failed to do, what the Lord commanded them to do. I get it. Here, let me give you an idea here. Go to Proverbs 7:2. What does it say? Keep my commandments and live. And common sense says, keep my commandments and live. Anybody with a little common sense can understand that. Animals understand that. Don't sit back and wait for the Lord to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. My goodness, folks. I mean, you can go ahead and pray for a hole that you want. But the fact of the matter is the Lord's not going to dig it for you. You're going to have to do it. And soon enough, the American people are going to fall into it, and that's the sad part about what's going on. And I say this out of sincerity because I love God, and I love people. The ones that hate your guts are the ones that are distracting you from what they should be telling you because they don't love you enough to tell you. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, folks. My goodness. So the state of Minnesota is now giving away free tuition. I didn't know that they had delegated authority to do that. Folks, they're assuming authority that's never, ever been given to them. And the burden of proof is on them, not on me, not on you. It's on them. I should almost just take the time to show you this really quick. And this coincides with what, you know what, I'm just going to hold off on that for a moment. Because I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I do want to show you this. Just to prove the point, look what's going on, folks, in the United States of America. You have all of your said representatives. Don't tell me about how the right's not doing it. Yeah, they are. They're tolerating what you call the left. That's what they're doing. They're a part of the problem. They're accomplices to the crimes. They're not upholding the law. They're tearing it down, or they're allowing them to tear it down. And furthermore, the left is the fruit of what you call the right. That's the facts, because we're ruled as a constitutional republic, not a democracy, right, where the people rule. No, it's God that rules through law. Aren't they trying to disarm you right now? Yep, in the face of all of those invaders that they're alluring into this country. I wanted to show you really quick what it looks like when you go to the Dutchland. And this is a immigrant that came into their country. It's on social media platforms. He has three cops trying to negotiate with them. They're disarmed. The police are, okay? Same thing in the UK, same thing in other countries. They've disarmed not only the citizenry, but also the police department. And this guy's wielding a knife, and now there's five cops that just showed up, right? Five of them all together. Okay, they're negotiating with them because they're disarmed. He's wielding a machete or a knife. Now there's three more cop cars that just showed up. Four more cop cars that just showed up, right? Now there's going to be 10 cops on the scene, and they're negotiating with one man with a knife or a machete threatening them. You know what they do? You know how they're defending themselves, friends? They're using pepper spray. That's what the powers that are tolerated want to bring you to, too, to absolute rule under their thumbs. Americans, don't play the fool to ill-designing men. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A U.S. senator accused of bribery says he will not resign. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez and his wife indicted on federal bribery charges yesterday. They're accused of accepting cash, gifts, and gold bars in exchange for using his influence to help several businessmen and the Egyptian government. President Biden joining the UAW picket line next week. Biden tweeting yesterday that he's going to Michigan on Tuesday to stand in solidarity with the workers as the fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. A federal judge striking down a California ban on high-capacity gun magazines. That judge in San Diego yesterday declared that the state's ban on gun chambers, which hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, violated the Second Amendment. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so... Well, folks, the last attack was from the New York Times. Just coming after me for whatever they want. They continuously reiterate... untruths about who we are and what it is that we do. And I would just, I'm highlighting this. I highlight this kind of information when they attack the ministry. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, by the way, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The reason I'm highlighting this is because yesterday I was spending some time with my family. The Minnesota Reformer, that's, I should stop right there, right? They highlighted an article, it's called Civil Rights, right? As if to suggest civil rights supersedes constitutional law or whatever. It's always semantics. It's always a word play. The revisionists define, redefine words, they throw them at you, and then you think that's what it is, and that's what it means, and now that's the new rule. No, that's how revisionists work. But Wayzata white supremacists draw attention to hate in Minnesota. Okay, and I want you to hear this, because I've been enduring this stuff since the beginning of ministry. And I want people to understand that the mainstream media demonizes and polarizes only those that tell the truth. Hey, folks, nobody else is being censored. Let me say this. Ben Shapiro. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all of your favorites, Dan Bongino. I don't know if he's anybody's favorite, but he's out there. All these guys, friends, Crowder, none of these guys, none of your favorite talking heads, friends, Mark Levin, they're not censored. No, they're not censored at all. Ask yourself the question, why aren't they being censored? You have to answer that question. I can't answer it for you. But I can tell you what my thoughts are and what I know as to why they're not being censored is because they're parroting everything they're told. And they're not their sponsor work on the behalf of the people. They're there to work on the behalf of their sponsors, and that's why they're making millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people in this country. Why are we being censored? I can tell you why. Because, again, we're holding to the Word of God, which is an offense to the prince of the power of the air, but that's a part of how this is all laid out in this warfare. We're holding to constitutional law. We're giving the American people the answers they say they want. And again, we're being heavily censored for it. Those guys aren't. You know, and you put that up against the facts, it's pretty telling as to what's going on here. But I want to show you what they mean to do. Because this censorship and this oppression that they're all a part of, working in an alliance to suppress and censor anybody that doesn't talk the same way as them, all those guys that I just named are a part of the problem. By the way, all those guys that I just named are the reason that you have what they call a left. They're not going to work themselves out of a job, just so you know. I'm not saying they don't say some good things. I'm just telling you that they're controlled opposition, regardless if they know it or not. And if you think they're all that smart, friends, why don't you just go down to the level of common sense and see how smart they really are? And then ask the question as to why aren't you, your favorite talking heads, why aren't you bringing about the result? How come you're not making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of those politicians that you're continuously highlighting on a 24/7 basis? Boy, I mean, common sense comes to play, right? If I love my country, I'm going to fight for my country. After all, that's what defines a patriot, Webster's 1828. And I'm so grateful for what all of our veterans did in the natural. Well, then why aren't I doing the same thing here in my backyard? The Lord said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the wicked doctrines of government. That's the best you have in the conservative movement right there. And that's why you have an establishment. And I said this a couple days ago, but you have an establishment in the government because you have an establishment in the church. Believe me. Hey, folks, people think that I'm radical because I hold to the Word of God and actually practice what I preach. I just spent a couple hours yesterday with somebody in government that has the power to drop the hammer. And, folks, I got to tell you, I'm just going to flat out tell you, everybody knows there's something wrong in law enforcement, and what happens is when I get together with them, I show them the laws that are being violated, and then I say to them, what are we going to do about this? And then they talk themselves out of doing their job. That's what I see. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. My goodness. Here, let me get to this article real quick, okay? It was Malcolm X, of all people, that said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. It's exactly what's happening in America. And I want to say this, all those that are trying to censor and suppress free speech, lawful speech, it's just a matter of time before your jig is up. It truly is. And I'm not saying that because I'm afraid. Hey, when I'm done, I'm done. And the only one that's going to call that shot is the Lord. But one thing I know when I leave office, my office, I'm going to know that all of the blood of men is completely off of my hands. Because love worketh no ill. Love owes men the truth that makes them free. John 8:32, and I'm also thinking about Romans 13. I'm going to leave knowing, regardless of what happens to me, I did my job before the Lord. And what do I see? I see men all over the country They're so busy trying to protect their reputations. Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation, Philippians 2. Why are you? You're to leave that up to the Lord. I see men all over the country trying to hold on to what they think they're going to bring with them. No, you can't bring it with you. There's no such thing as a luggage rack on top of a hearse. Are you kidding me? Paul said, one thing certain, that I came into the world naked and I'm going to leave naked. You're not bringing anything with you. I'll tell you what you can leave is a future and a hope for your posterity, but I don't see people understanding that. I see people loving their possessions even more than their kids, and that's a fact. Let me get over to this, and again, I want you to see this, okay? Why is that a white supremacist draw attention to hate in Minnesota? This is the Minnesota Reformer, okay? Well, folks, we all know that the devil is always looking for a yielded vessel to make himself known through. I don't believe that there's any easier vessel for him to work through today than the mockingbirds and the mockingbird, the CIA-controlled media's useful idiots, right? Not realizing that they are, in fact, aiding the enemies in the destruction of their own country, as if to suggest that when the boat goes down, that they are not going down with it. And how deceived these subversives must be, really, in every sense of the word. If it's not MSNBC and the New York Times, I got all of them on my walls, friends. All of those outlets that continuously attack this ministry. And it's interesting, they attack my ministry, but nobody ever calls. I just had some people do that yesterday that listened to yesterday's show. They were Masons. They were trying to justify the unjustifiable. So what do? They attack me, but yet they had a whole hour to go ahead and pick up their phone and give me a call and show everybody how wrong I am about the information that I'm giving them. That never happens here on this show. Why? Because they're cowards. The other thing is they know that they have nothing to substantiate what they're talking about. And they know what I'm telling them is true. Why? Because the gospel is intolerant towards their sin. And the only argument that they have, they think, against the word of God is an unholy lifestyle. And the Bible is clear, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. Don't try to justify yourself or prop yourself up against the Word of God, folks. He's a stumbling block, and he's a rock of offense to the disobedient, and you're appointed to it. You're appointed to that. I'm talking about those that are willfully obstinate to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ooh, not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word. Hey, folks, the mainstream media continuously attacks this ministry. When this kind of stuff happens, as to what I'm highlighting right now, I always point you to it. I don't try to hide it. I always point you to it, and I say, look what they're doing again. Look what they're doing again. So this is what the article says. There are few things more pathetic than a Wayzata white supremacist. And I guess if I'm cast into that lot, that only went so far, too, until they seen my black guitar player and my Hispanic singer. We didn't hear about racist anymore after that. And P.S., that was all brought about by Leon Trotsky back in the 30s, under a different title, of course, who was the military head for criminal Joseph Stalin. And he said that racism was used to browbeat dissenters. In other words, you either comply or else we're going to browbeat you. Browbeat me all you want. Because the church is the anvil. You have the hammer. The hammer is changed out. The anvil is never changed out. Never. And my father tells me that the seed of the righteous is forever. So he starts off his article, there are few things more pathetic in Wayzata than white supremacy. But last weekend, several such people hiding behind masks gathered on a pedestrian bridge over Highway 12. They unfurled banners with slogans like end white genocide, white unity is strength, and diversity means anti-white. Well, what they just said there is really true if you come down to it. I mean, that is the pith and the marrow of the facts. If we're to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. He goes on and says, Wayzata is Hennepin County, which has a long-standing reputation as a bastion of progressive and anti-racist organizing. Okay? And then what he does is he highlights right after that, hate in Minnesota, and then here's the kicker. What's his source? Southern Poverty Law Center. I'll be right back. I'm going to highlight this, folks. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Notice that I'm bringing it right to the people. See, this is why. When there's meetings and my name's brought up, I'm never brought into them. Why? Because they know that I'm not going to move from what I know to be true. Okay, and this is another prime example of just that. Hey, folks, the Mockingbird media only attacks those that are telling you the truth. And that should be pretty simple to tell the people in this country due to the fact that they don't believe the media, right? Why is that a white supremacist draw attention to hate in Minnesota, okay? So he starts out with this little diatribe of, I don't know what it is. And P.S., this isn't journalism at all. This guy's an activist, he's a propagandist, and I want you to hear what they had to say. So what they do is they scroll down just a little bit, and it says, hate in Minnesota. And then what it does is it goes down here, and it reverts to Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm not making it up, okay? I want you to remember who Southern Poverty Law Center is because I have the quote right here in front of me because I did a little due diligence so we can tee this up and keep this for record and for our attorneys concerning defamation because that's exactly what this is, okay? And what's more alarming is the fact that they're censoring guys like me, but they're giving voice to guys like this, Okay? One's pro-America, one's anti-America. Okay? But I want you to hear this. This is actually a quote from Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay? You ready for this? Most people know this, but I want to read it to you anyways so you can hear it for yourself. Southern Poverty Law Center said, his name is Mark Potok, he said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He tells you the truth right here. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. This is the head, they call it him the director of intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center. His name's Mark Potok. He looks like an absolute drunk. And I'm not name-calling. That's exactly what he looks like. He looks self-condemned. Okay, so what did they say about Bradley Dean? Here, I want you to see this right here. Y'all know who the Proud Boys are, right? I know very little of them. I do know that they were just sentenced. Some of these guys were to some time in jail for January 6th. But we also know, do we not, who was responsible for January 6th? You guys all know who Ray Epp is, right? Just for a side note, he's the FBI informant that was completely left alone until the people kept pushing and saying, why did you have FBI informants there? And it's coming out now. Just yesterday, I seen that there was more FBI informants at January 6th than could be numbered, said the headline. Hey, folks, that's what the Gestapo did. I know you don't want to admit that, but 74% of the American people do say that the FBI today is the Gestapo in the hands of a treasonous Joe Biden. Okay? But let's go back to this. Let's go back to the Proud Boys. It says, the Proud Boys, a general hate group. I guess you can just say they're hate groups regardless if it's true or not. What they're doing is they're putting a target on the back of people that are actually standing up concerning the global agenda. That's what they're doing. Okay? But the Proud Boys, it says, a general hate group was active in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. They held rallies in the state and recently attempted to disrupt a drag queen story hour in Chaska, Minnesota. Do you want me to keep going on here? So you see where he's at. He's trying to advocate for the crimes of men dressed up as women. Okay, and you did see this yesterday, if you were joining us. Central Pennsylvania drag queen activist charged with 25 counts of child pornography. So what they want to do is they want to cast into your mind that guys like me are a part of hate groups because we're holding to the law that condemns their crimes. But I got a question for all of you. Since when did hate tell the truth? Love does that. And furthermore, love fulfills the law. It does not abrogate the law. Read Matthew 27 or 22:37 when you get a moment. Okay, so I guess the Proud Boys were a hate group because they disrupted a drag queen story where men were dressed up as women trying to groom children. I'm not making it up. It's what he said. Okay, and then Bradley Dean's up next. Then the Sons of Liberty Media, an Annandale-based media outlet that focuses on general hate, just a broad stroke, general hate. What are you talking about? When I make reference to the law that keeps us free if we obey it, it's not hate if you violate or transgress that law when I demand that you obey it or else you deal with the consequences of doing so. That's how you teach people to deter any crime. Show them the consequence. Proverbs 16:6. A general hate group. Okay. Then they go on and say, Bradley Dean, a man who formerly ran a far-right anti-gay, they're telling you who they are right there. Okay, you know, folks, all this sodomite stuff, accusing everybody of being guilty of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of, do you realize that's who's driving the agenda behind these little useful idiots? They're activists. They're not journalists. Can I tell you how I know that? Because I never received one phone call. I wasn't asked a question. This guy was merely parroting what MSNBC said over 12 years ago. Which, by the way, we filed a lawsuit against MSNBC as we flew in there because they didn't attack us once and lie about us once. They did it twice and they had to omit a minute portion of my radio show in doing so, to try to put words into my mouth that I never said, and they all the well knew it. This is called targeting their political opposition. This is a crime. This is a crime. This is clearly defamation. Okay? So I'm a hate group guy. Making reference to the law to keep us free. If that's hate, then okay. That's what he said. I guess that's what it means now. A far-right guy, I got a question for anybody out there. When was there a far-right position in our government? Or since when was there a left or a far-left position in our government? There isn't. It doesn't exist. What is this guy talking about? A far-right anti-gay youth ministry. I mean, this is irrational. Again, when I hear people talk about right and left, it's like, you're not paying attention. Does not exist. Then he went on and said that then Rep. Tom Emmer, who was running for the gubernatorial candidacy during this time back in 2012, who is now the congressman of a district in which Bradley lives, Emmer also appeared on Dean's radio show. Yep, he did. Tom Emmer's always been cool to this ministry. Tom Emmer, as a matter of fact, how I met Tom Emmer is he came to my house. He was driven to the top of my hill, and I talked to him on my property. That's how I met him. Tom Emmer and me have never been at odds one day in my life, in his life that I know of, in any sense of the word. But what did he report? Emmer also appeared on Dean's radio show, though he distanced himself from Dean's anti-LGBTQ bigotry during his 2010 campaign trail. It's just not true. Hey, folks, let me just say this. Do these people have a right to lie? They don't. Does the ACLU or CARE, you know CARE, right, Council on American Islamic Relations, they call it. They're a communist organization. They're subversive to American government. They mean to browbeat Americans. Did you know that just last month in Fargo, North Dakota, there was a Muslim that was setting up to commit a massive jihad on the streets of Fargo, North Dakota, and I reported it online. Did you know that Facebook came back and they called me a dangerous individual and a dangerous organization for telling you what this Muslim just tried to do? They found over 1,800 rounds in his car. He killed one police officer who happens to live just about an hour and a half away from where I live. The mainstream media called me a dangerous individual and a dangerous organization for telling you that. They can keep telling you that all day long, but the fact of the matter is, I'm dangerous to their agenda. And I'm going to continuously be dangerous to their agenda. And I'm going to continuously hold to the truth, regardless if they like it or not. I am not asking them for permission to obey my God. Absolutely not. Ain't going to happen. And I said ain't. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. Folks, you got the ACLU. The end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder, Roger Baldwin. All these organizations like the SPLC, they're all, folks, pushing forth the government agenda that means to overthrow our Constitution. And I'm not talking about all, but I'm talking about the corrupt. And it's time that you take your country back. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. Hour two coming up on the other side.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.